Psalm 31, Part 2, Preface. In the days of his flesh, Jesus Christ abundantly experienced revilings, slander, and mockery. The Pharisees decried him as a Samaritan and a traitor to his country, and falsely accused him of instigating rebellion. The chief priests wagged their heads over him and ridiculed him. And as to the multitude of the Jews, he uttered this complaint, "They that sit in the gate speak against me, and I was the song of the drunkards." In all these things he retaliated not. When he was reviled, he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not. The reason why he suffered these things he states, saying unto the Father, "The reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me." We deserved shame and contempt and the revilings of the angels of darkness in everlasting torment. But the shame and contempt fell upon the Son of God, that we might be crowned with honor and glory. Is it then a great thing if we suffer reproach for Christ's sake? What though men revile us and speak all manner of evil against us falsely? Should we be ashamed to own his cause, or blush to speak his name? Let us embrace him as the friend of our soul and our only Savior, and let us cheerfully confess him before men, who was not ashamed to suffer for us. Unto this we are encouraged in the second part of the 31st Psalm. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, "Thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies, and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me, for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. O, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O, love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Summary. When those who are belied and slandered by men for the confession of Christ and his truth commit their cause to God and cry unto him for help, they cannot cry in vain, for he has promised to be the help of the miserable and the defense of the needy. For a time he may suffer the proud to vaunt themselves, but when the downtrodden sigh unto him, he says, "Now will I arise, I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him." And often does God help in this wise. When the clouds are most lowering and the storm beats highest, he makes the hearts of his children most joyous, filling their hearts with such confidence as to place them upon a high rock, that they can despise not only the treasures and pleasures of the world, but even the very sufferings of this present time. While evil tongues are most busy against them, their souls are regaled in the presence of the Lord, and they rest at peace in his pavilion. Prayer. Lord Jesus, who didst suffer men to slander thee and to bear false witness against thee, yet didst not open thy mouth, save only to pray for thy tormentors, shed abroad thy love in our hearts, that we hate not them that hate us and speak evil against us, but enable us to love our enemies, being always ready to suffer wrong for thy name's sake. Amen.